So just to share a little bit this morning, just about a couple thoughts on faith, especially that are particularly lined out in the gospel today. It's interesting, maybe we can imagine the apostles, the disciples following Jesus, and they're noticing he's healing these people over here. He's bringing back to life these people here. He's bringing sight. He's allowing people to hear. Maybe, too, the disciples are realizing all these awesome things that God is doing. They also desire something. Lord, increase our faith. You're doing all these miracles. Increase our faith. So just to say real quick, as Jesus speaks in the parable today, just a couple things to take away. First and foremost, Jesus says that faith is a gift. It is something that is given to us and not earned. So many times, I think in our life, times we try to earn faith. We try to earn other people's love. We try to earn a lot of different things in life. But this realization that we need to let go of that idea with faith. So I hope that you can take away with you today is that faith is a gift. So if you can imagine being receiving a gift, whether it was on your birthday, whether it was at Christmas, maybe a particular gift that somebody gave to you that you enjoyed, that you used, that you kept, that you cherished, that we can see faith from God as a gift, something that he has given to us and we have through our baptism, our faith. So then, in some sense, it could almost be seen as maybe, in a sense, of like our muscles, right? When we were born, all of our muscles are there. They're kind of small. But as we exercise them and use them, we can imagine a little baby trying to walk, kind of weak legs, weak arms. As the baby grows, the muscles strengthen, right? A gift that God has given to us that is strengthened through time. So how does our faith grow in our life, this gift that God has given to us? This gift of faith grows as we respond to the faith in our own hearts by loving others and by service. So our faith in God grows when we love others. Our faith, the gift of faith grows in our hearts as we serve others, right? So what is faith? Basically, faith is believing in something that we can't per se see. We believe in something that a God who has created us. We believe in heaven, a place that God is creating for us. On faith, we believe that God loves us completely. In faith, we believe in things that we have been told in Scripture. We believe in the Eucharist, the body and blood of Christ. We believe by faith that our sins are forgiven by us truly desiring to be forgiven by speaking those sins. It is faith. Believing in something that we're not sure exists or that we can't see, but we believe does exist and is real. And this gift of faith that God plants in our own heart, and we respond to it by coming to Mass. We respond to it by seeking forgiveness of our sins. We respond to it by loving our neighbor. We respond to it by serving those around us. So it is because of faith that we do these things, right? We respond to the faith, the gift that God has given to us by loving others, but desiring to be Christ in our life. I think the second thing that Jesus is also speaking of in this parable is that faith is really, the gift of faith is only able to grow in the hearts of those who are humble. If your pride is in the center of your life, then it is hard to grow in faith. Our pride is always, in some sense, against a belief in our faith in God, right? So we have to die to our own self, allowing our faith and our belief to God to be in the center. If we have a humble heart, just as we hear of that servant in the gospel today who does everything that they're supposed to do and what is lined out before them, and they recognize that they're not doing it to earn anything, but because of what they were obliged to do. Because of their faith, they did what they were asked to do. So because of our faith, what are we asked to do, right? In humility, we die to self. In faith, we recognize that the invitation to die to self so that we can be alive with Christ and the Holy Spirit in our own life. It is by faith that we seek to love others, not because they've earned it or they deserve it or just because they were nice to us, but because God calls us on faith to love all people. We don't just pray because we get what we want, but we pray because the Lord tells us to pray, to ask and you will receive, to knock and the door will be opened. We don't pray just to earn something or get something, but we pray because we believe that there's a God who hears and listens, and he doesn't give what we ask for. We trust that he has something even greater in store for us, and await to see and to receive that in our own life. So what happens if we exercise and respond to the gift of faith in our own lives? Hopefully we can see three particular things. Number one is we grow stronger in our faith and our belief that God truly is real and he is present in our lives. So we grow stronger. That foundation becomes stronger in our life of faith. Number two, we become more loving. If we respond to the faith, the gift of faith in our own heart, we become more compassionate. We're able to, in some sense, relate more to all people, even those who are way different than us, and to see and to find Christ in them as we respond to faith. Maybe even talking to people whom we never thought we would talk to, or forgiving people whom we never thought we would forgive, or just being able to notice and not judge or compare ourselves with others. So we become more loving as we respond to the faith in our own heart, the gift of faith that God has given to us. And finally, we grow in wisdom. As we respond to the gift of faith in our own heart through love and service, we grow in wisdom of God, not necessarily of this world, but we grow in the wisdom and the love of God. So my encouragement as you go throughout this week in your own prayer life, I encourage you to take a few times just to reflect on the faith, the gift of faith that you have received. And how open are you to respond to that faith throughout the week? As the Lord prompts you to love someone, to forgive someone, maybe it's a few weeks in living with your roommates, maybe there's a need to forgive, maybe there's a need to love, maybe there's a need to die to self. Maybe as we continue on and preparing for first round, second round of tests, maybe a sense of trusting in the process, praying, spending time in prayer. Maybe as you're discerning, desiring to trust in God that he has a plan and a place for you, and to have faith in him that he will take care of you and will not forget you as you wait for him to reveal to you the vocation that he is calling you to, right? So how can we respond to the faith that God has placed in our hearts? By seeking to love others and to love the Lord and to serve all those that God has placed before us.
Thank you for listening to Aggie Catholic Homilies. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Be sure to check out our sister podcast, Aggie Catholic Talks, to hear talks from Magnify, Catholicism 101, and more. Thanks, God bless, and gig 'em.